This is a podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Kaylin and Egypt as they discuss the ins and outs of their vacationship. K-A-E stems off of our pet name, K, vacationships. This week, we discuss how we met.
Welcome, everybody, to our first podcast. My name is Kaylin.
And I'm Egypt.
And this is vacationships. So this week, we're going to talk about how we met. A lot of people out there who are in relationships, I'm pretty sure you have a story about how you met. Mm-hmm. This story comes with three sides, though. We have my side, and we have the truth. So this week, you're going to hear about all three sides. We have a special guest coming on, our good friend, Jasmine Liddell.
So Jasmine's our good friend. We both met her at Bowie State University.
I actually met her first, so technically she was my friend first.
But that's not what we're talking about.
All right, now. That's fine.
So, we're going to talk about my side of the story first.
Ladies first, of course.
Jasmine and I both lived in Tubman Hall. And, you know, we did a lot of extracurricular activities together.
For those of you who don't know, Tubman Hall is on Bowie State University. BSU, holla back. Go ahead, Egypt. I'm sorry. I just had to represent for a minute.
Okay. So, we did a lot of extracurricular activities together. And, you know, we became good friends. So, we used to commute from our dorm to the MLK building for class. And one day, I just remember meeting this guy that everyone used to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kaylin. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, I'm sure it's not that serious.
Shut up.
So, me and Jasmine waiting outside the hall. And, of course, here he comes looking like a basic New York dude.
Wow.
Big old puffy jacket coming around the corner like he owning the joint. So, Jasmine introduced me. Hey, I'm Egypt. Hey, I'm Kaylin. You know, and I thought that was it. Like, from my understanding, he had a girlfriend at the time.
Okay, that is to be clarified later on.
Okay, so fast forward. Jasmine used to call me to her room, like, for everything. This girl called me to her room. And all I remember was Kaylin in there with his friend. And I'm, like, in my pajamas, headscarf on, like, chilling. Just, like, really, Jasmine? You're going to give me a warning? Like, what's going on right now? So, I don't remember what she called me in there for, but it was some basic conversation. Like, yo, I really could have stayed in my room for this. Okay, so the next thing I remember, like the next flash, for some reason I remember this story in flashes. I mean, it has been.
I remember in detail.
It has been almost 5 years. This story is like flashes for me now. So the next flash that I remember, I was walking into the dorm. And I saw Kaylin. I think Jasmine was checking him out of the building or something. I don't remember. So Kaylin got my attention and he was asking me about tutoring. Oh, can you help me with my math tutoring? So I thought about it and I did go to high school for finance. I'm like, okay, I guess I can help you. So we exchanged numbers and then Kaylin started texting me, asking me about when we're going to meet up to study. Honestly, I'm thinking about studying at this point. I'm not thinking anything else other than this. Were you, Kaylin?
Keep on with your story.
So I wasn't thinking anything else like other than studying. Next flash. We're in the library. I'm helping Kaylin. And then I noticed like I lost my math skills somewhere in the mix. And
which she failed to tell me at the time.
So we ended up passing the test, but it wasn't like a really good score. Like, next flash. Jasmine asked me what I thought about Kaylin. I told her, what do you mean? What do I think about Kaylin? She's like, yeah, man, I think y'all be cute together. I'm like, what? Jasmine, I do not like Kalen. Like, I'm not attracted to him. I don't like him. Like,
damn, not attracted.
Like, I don't I'm like this ugly guy.
Monster or something.
Okay, like, I didn't say damn. All of that. Like, I just didn't think of you as someone like that I would be with.
Wow.
So I know I did not say that he's an ugly monster. For clarification. You know, just you have your ideal kind of guy. Like, you know, everybody has their ideal woman or man. Kalen was not, like, my ideal guy. Like, he just was this old skinny guy. He was this skinny guy. Like, he just looked like a sneaky character.
Oh, wow. A sneaky New York dude. Swiper, no swiping. Goodness.
So that's just my perspective. Like, that's what I thought. But all the girls on my floor kept telling me, oh, you should go out with him. Give him a chance. Kalen's a really nice guy.
You know, play.
Honestly, I feel like Kalen told him to say that because he knew everybody that lived on my floor. Literally, everybody. So, being a college student, without a job, living on campus, far away from home, New York, out on that date. And I actually had a really good time, although the drive there was really scary. I remember it being like 100 miles per hour, holding on for dear life.
I just want to say, like, when you get your first car, you pushing it to the limit. That's all I'm saying. Like, I had a 1998 Honda Accord, and on 295, for those of you who live in Maryland, it's usually free at night. So pushing that thing all the way up to BWI. Or where we go? Aranda Mills?
Yeah. The parkway, not the airport.
I mean, I was on the parkway going somewhere, so I was pushing it.
Well, he was pushing it to the limit in that 99 car.
98.
Mm-hmm. Fast forward, me and Kalen have been texting for about a month now, and he invited me to his family's home for New Year's Eve celebration. I did plan on spending New Year's Eve in New York with my good friend Cindy. Hey, Cindy. But when I got there, our plans fell through. So we had nothing to do on New Year's
Eve. Sure, they fell through, quote unquote.
We had nothing to do on New Year's Eve. Our outfits were cute. You know, hair was done. We was ready. Check out our outfits on the website. We were cute. So we got to the party. And it was fun. It was mad fun. I'm not gonna lie. That was a really good time. I haven't had a time like that in a long time.
BX in the building was good.
So the party was really good. Like, I had a good time. At the end of the night, Kalen woke me and my friend outside, and me and Kalen had a little talk. And Kalen was like, yeah, I want you to leave that dude that you with. He ain't right for you. And I was just looking at him like, who do you think you are to tell me that? In his head, he probably was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Anywho, I left that man that I was with. And it actually was all worth it. Like, Kalen was my first real boyfriend. He took me out. He treated me how I was supposed to be treated. And almost 5 years later, we're still here.
So now that we've heard Egypt's side, I think it's time for us to hear the truth, or as I would say, my side of the story. I did meet Egypt in the MLK building at Bowie State University, officially introduced through one of my good friends, one of our good friends, Jasmine Liddell. I actually saw Egypt prior to that a couple of times, and I used to ask Jasmine about her. And she just wouldn't hook me up at all. Throughout this whole story, Jasmine has told me no, she would never hook me up with Egypt. And I repeatedly used to ask, could you hook me up with your friend? I used to go to, like, a bunch of Egypt's and Jasmine's Collegiate 100 meetings just so I could just be around Egypt after our first meeting. But just in general, we met at the MLK building. Mm-hmm. Egypt told me that day she was, you know, from New York, from Staten Island, which some people would say is not really a part of
it. It is New York.
The five boroughs. I mean, okay. And she told me she went to school for economics. And in my head, I thought, you know, she must be good at math. Because if she went to school for economics, she must be good with some numbers. So fast forwarding to the night where I was hanging out with Jasmine in her room. I did ask her to have Egypt come down. Prior to her asking Egypt to come down, I did ask her to hook me up one last time. She told me, stop asking her and do it yourself. So, Egypt came by. We were all hanging out. And when it was time to sign me out, I asked Egypt to help me with my math homework. I had told her I had some problems with a math assignment. So I got the number. I was happy, excited as I don't know what. Started texting Egypt about times to meet up. Little did she know, I actually had like an A+ in math at this point. It was all just a little white lie, I guess, to get her attention and get to spend time with her. So when me and Egypt actually met up in the library to do some homework, she was flirting with me the whole time. Let me just say that. I'm putting that out there.
She was flirting
with me all over my face, touching my hand, trying to touch the mouse.
Touching your hand.
That's how I remember it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this girl, she don't get off of me. I don't know. So at the end of the night, when we submitted my homework, I ended up getting about 75% of that stuff wrong. Because the mathematician over here actually was not that good at math. And she brought my grade down to like a B- or something like that. I don't even remember. But after that initial like first tutoring session, I would say, Egypt and I just talked, and then I took a leap of faith one night and asked her out on a date. We went to Dave and Buster's, where she didn't even eat her food.
How did you ask me out on a date?
I asked you out because I forgot what happened, but we were texting, and she was like, oh, I was supposed to go out on a date tonight, but I got stood up, and I had called her. I was a little bit tipsy, I'm not gonna lie. And I told her, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll take you on a date. I won't stand you up. She was like, are you serious? Are you serious? In that little silly voice she does. And I was just like, yeah. And then she was like, okay.
I did not do any of that.
She was like, okay, boo dang, baby. And I was like,
this story does not sound accurate.
This girl really likes me. But anyway. But after our first date, things just like were just regular. She used to invite me over to her room because she really did like me, no matter what she says. To just watch her do homework, that's kind of weird for someone who doesn't like someone.
Kind of weird for someone to watch someone do their homework.
I mean, if you like someone and they invite you over to their room to watch them do homework, what are you going to do?
I guess we a creep and watch them do.
Okay, well, you know what? I sure was being a creep, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, so she says she doesn't like me. She didn't like me at this point in time, but I know she did. I know that after my New Year's party, where she says, quote unquote, her plans fell through, she definitely was, you know, feeling your boy. And after that, we just started talking and going out on more dates. And, you know, I was treating her like a gentleman because that is what I am, a gentleman.
I'm rolling my eyes, just so y'all know.
Yeah, sure. She was rolling her eyes back then. And look, 5 years later, we right here. Anyway. And, yeah, it was just history from there. I mean, our initial meeting technically was based off of both of us lying to each other. You know, she told me she was good at math, and I told her I needed help in tutoring. And yeah, Egypt was just, you know, just so all over me at first that I just had to tell it back off a little bit too. But that's just a different story. What do you think, Egypt? My story's pretty accurate, isn't it?
I think your story is semi-accurate. Mm-hmm. I was not touching all over you in the library. No.
Well, maybe it was like a few hand bumps or something. Like,
yeah, because maybe you were in the way. Maybe you were setting me up or something. Because I was not intentionally trying to get a cheap feel.
Well, let me just say this. When you like someone, and I know maybe this is me or maybe it's other people out there, but when you like someone, you want them to like you back, don't you?
Yeah.
So you start to make up stuff in your head, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not so much.
Okay, sure. You may think, oh, they text me a little bit too much, or, oh, they invited me over, this, that, the other. I mean, you was inviting me over to your dorm room.
And you were coming.
Okay. I wonder why. Anyway, we can go in circles all day. Or...
And you accepted the invitation.
We can go to the truth, which is going to come from our good friend, like I've said before, Jasmine Liddell.
Okay, so as everyone knows, there are two sides to every story. But with Kaylin and Egypt's relationship, there's actually three. So I'm about to give y'all the real tea on how these two got started. I met Kaylin and Egypt at Bowie State University. I met Kaylin our freshman year in 2010. And I like to say that Kaylin and I had that instant NYC bond. You know, that Bronx versus Harlem shit. So my sophomore year, I met Egypt at a dorm meeting and found out that she too was from New York, Staten Island. And we also instantly had clicked as well. Fast forward to our junior year, I will never forget the first time Kaylin saw Egypt. Egypt and I were speaking, and that night, Kaylin came to my dorm, and he was like, hey, yo, Jazz, yo, who was that girl you was talking to, son? Yo, she mad cute. You gonna hook me up or nah? You gonna hook a brother up? What? So I'm like, Kaylin, calm your ass down, all right? I was like, you know, I think she's single or whatnot. You know, that's my friend Egypt. She from Staten Island. This, that, old world. She from Staten Island. Yo, you not a little New York girl. Da. I said, all right, nigga, look. I'm going to try to hook you up or whatever, you know? So the next time I saw Egypt, I went to her dorm or whatever. And I'm like, yo, Egypt, my friend Kaylin, you know, the one that you always see me with. Yo, he from the Bronx, whatnot. He wanna know what's good. You know, I ain't no matchmaker or nothing, but I just gotta be straightforward with it. And she's like, Jazz, no, girl, I don't like him. He not my type. So you know, I tried. So I went back to Kaylin. I was like, yo, she ain't interested, you know? He like, hey, yo, Jazz, you did it wrong. I'ma do it myself. And the rest was fucking history. Like, this boy actually went and did it himself.
Yo, dead ass, I really thought that Kaylin was really bullshitting. But he saw when he wanted and he went after it. And he actually made that shit happen, you know? Next time I saw Kaylin, this African-American had Egypt tutoring him. He had books in his hand talking about, hey, Jazz, what's up? He on the Haley Hall. And I'm like, hey, yo, what the hell you doing there? He like... Hey, yo, Jazz, like, mind your business, son. Like, Egypt tutoring me for real. So I'm like, Egypt tutoring you? I said, damn, I didn't even know Egypt was that smart for real. He was like, hey, yo, I said, oh, so you really failing or you not failing? Because if you failing for real, like, you stupid. But if you not failing, like, that's dumb. Like, that's mad corny. He like, yo, Jazz, mind your business. Like, this my shit. In all actuality, though, that was a good-ass strategy because... it worked. So I'm like, all right, cool, you know, like, okay, I feel you played a dumb card or whatever, you know. So I'm like, yo, she's starting to like your ass. What you gonna do next? What you gonna do? He like, all right, I got something. Egypt came downstairs again talking about, Jazz, Kaylin just asked me on a date. Did you say something? I'm like, nah, I ain't say nothing. Lying on my ass. So I'm like, nah, I ain't say nothing, you know. What you gonna say? She's like, I'm gonna go on a date with him. And this and this and that. And I'm like, all right, cool. So then Kaylin like, yo, I just asked on a date. So we're going on a date. Da, 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 da. They went on a date. They enjoyed themselves. And now look.
flash forward, and they are here today. And I'm so happy that, you know, it worked out for them.
Well, there you have it, everyone. We have our three sides to our story. I don't know which side you will believe. I know a lot of people are probably leaning towards my side of the story. But we want to hear from you about, you know, hear your comments and just who you thought, whose story you really believed. So go on to our website, rickationships.com, under our podcast, and just leave your comments and thoughts about who you believed.
My side.
Well, which story or which side you believe?
My story. Jasmine's story was a little fishy. I don't know. I'm just saying.
It was the real story about how Kaylin Simon, that's me, got the girl and how she liked me all along. Even though she, you know, it is a little fishy actually, Egypt. Because she mentioned that you didn't like me a lot, which is a little off from my story.
Well, it's pretty accurate compared to my story, so...
But I do remember you, her, when she said, like, you were, and all, doing all that stuff. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, and that sounds like I didn't like you. Well, exactly, you know what she said. We're gonna
let the listeners decide, because I'm pretty sure that...
Oh, listeners, we just want to thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our first episode of Rickationships. We really appreciate you. So at the end of the show, what we're going to do is we're going to extend our relationship advice, or we're going to have our guests give their advice. You know, switch it up a little bit.
So today we're going to let our newly engaged friend Jasmine Liddell give her advice on, you know, just how to keep relationships going or how to get them started. We don't know what advice she's going to give, but we're just going to let her take it away and give us some newfound knowledge.
Here's Jasmine.
If I had to give one relationship advice to every single person out there, I would just say to keep dating each other. Don't stop dating, because the more you date, the more you get to know about each other. And when stuff gets serious, you know, just take time out for each other and just remember why you guys are together. Remember what made you guys come together, you know, like where the beginning and how far you have gotten, you know.
Hey, Jasmine, that was some really good advice. Thank you.
It really was. Date night is so important. Like, that's really one of the reasons that I liked you. Like, we were always constantly doing things. And we still do things, whether it's indoors or outdoors.
Yeah. But that's the main point that Jasmine was making, that date night is time for the two of you to get together.
And connect. And,
yeah, just all week you're working, moving. Like, date night slows things down and just connects you guys.
Definitely. Yeah. Thanks again, Jasmine.
Thanks again. And we just want to thank our listeners also, once again, for, like, all your support. Make sure you visit our page. Let us know how you feel. And just make sure you tune in.
Yes. And on January 29th, we're going to have our second episode, Pet Peeves. Yes. You're not going to want to miss this. This
is where things start to get really interesting. The things that you do.
Oh, my gosh. Pet peeves.
Anyway. Rickationship. Relationships. Anybody want to get a sip of this? And if you know me and EG Baby.